You're listening to the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast. I'm Joe, and I'm here to welcome you to the new year. We got a new format of sorts this year. We have a couple of new things that we want to talk to you about. First, we're going to start off this week by reintroducing ourselves. Now, I know it's been a while. We didn't have any episodes on last month, but you're going to get quite a few this particular month. We're going to be doing an episode today, obviously. And every other day this week, we're going to reintroduce you to the hosts, myself, Justin, Matt, and Jay. And then we're going to talk to you a little bit about what we have coming up and a couple of the short things that'll carry you through the week. And then next Monday, we're starting with our first episode of the new year, which is To All a Good Night. Now, I'll talk a little bit more about our plan for the year because I mentioned it last year's episode. But first, I want to talk about myself. We're all going to do a reintroduction of sorts. And when I say we, I mean my co-hosts, who are my closest friends. So we've all been friends for well over a decade, most of us, and some of us even a little longer than that. When everybody comes on, we'll kind of talk about how we met, but Justin and Matt, I've known for, you know, over 20 years, and Jay, we've been friends for a good 16 years now, and I was really excited that these guys wanted to do a project together. We've worked on a couple things in the past, but it's been a while, and I've kind of had that creative itch for a bit. I brought up the podcast idea to Justin back in 2021 when we started, and we both wanted to do this. We've talked about it for a little while. We jumped into it, and then very soon after, everybody else kind of joined in too when they had some, you know, free time and they knew what the plan was. And this year, the four of us are going to be on hopefully every episode, and at the very least, we will be planning every episode together. So this week, you'll get to know those guys a little bit more. Yeah, we thought it would be a good idea to sort of start a soft reboot to the podcast, and these kind of episodes would be a good way to do that. Everybody coming on here is going to talk about how they got into horror movies. For me, it's kind of difficult to pinpoint exactly when I got into horror because I grew up in the 80s and the genre was huge at that time. Some of the biggest horror movies or most celebrated horror movies are from the 80s. It's one of those things that I just can't remember a time where it wasn't around. Now, obviously, I was way too young to see most of these things as far back as I can remember, but I do remember seeing like the posters and, you know, parts and clips on television. These characters, like these, especially these slasher characters, they were everywhere. When I was a kid in grade school, I remember us on the playground talking about, you know, Jason and Freddy and Michael Myers as if they were fucking superheroes. That was kind of what we were all into. They were just larger than life characters. And that was a decade where this genre was just so popular. We got some of the greatest horror franchises from that decade, which is why we decided it would be a good decade to talk about. We're going to start off with some of the movies from 1980 this year. But a lot of those movies I didn't see as a kid. Some of those movies I didn't really see until I was an adult. And a few of them, really, we just saw recently for the podcast. We thought it would be a really good idea to get into this subgenre of slashers, which was super popular at that time, and just go from the beginning. Now, I only saw the popular ones when I was younger. I remember going in video stores when I was a kid and just looking at the covers to all these movies. And it was just like fascinating to see. I would kind of imagine what those movies would be like because, you know, it was a while before I was actually able to rent them or see them. But I would kind of make up my own ideas or thoughts about what they were. And I know in school we would talk about this stuff too. You know, these vivid sort of images of these posters and, you know, what we thought it might be about and things we'd see in magazines and stuff. It was all I had for a long time until I actually was able to watch it. My mom introduced me to this genre and she let me watch a lot of these movies. edited at first for a while, but eventually I did get to see some of these things in their full glory. You'll find that editing was a huge part of these films. Not only did you get these edited versions on television, but the MPAA had a field day with these movies before they even hit the screen. This was a genre and a time where these movies were cut to shreds. They were scrutinized for a lot of different things, and we'll talk about some of the reasons why and how it affected them this season. One of my favorite genres of horror is the slasher movie. That's not to say that I don't have a lot of other favorites. I mean, I'm really big into the Universal stuff. We don't really talk about that a lot because that's just not something that people have a ton of interest on. And it leaves less room for like nostalgic memories and humor, which is a big part of our show for those that listen or those that are new to it. But I'm also a big fan of the Hammer series. I got into that, which is sort of like the R-rated version of the Universal stuff. And that became really popular, especially over the last couple of years. There's a lot of people on YouTube and whatnot who introduce people to that stuff. And honestly, YouTube was a great place to go to, you know, find out about things that you kind of missed. I think a lot of kids who grew up in the same, you know, time that I did got shows, review shows. They went out there, they talked about what they remember as a kid, and everybody kind of shared their favorite stuff. And I think that helped this genre grow in the last like 20 years. So hopefully we could do a little bit of that and bring a little humor and education to you guys with this season. Giant Monsters, big fan. Tried to talk about it in the podcast, fucking flopped. So we're not going to really get into that anymore. But yeah, I mean, if I really had to pinpoint something that was my go-to, my favorite, like my comfort horror, it's slashers. And for us on the show, it's the same. A lot of us are big fans of that, especially Justin. When me and Justin met, we watched, you know, all these things together. And I didn't see a lot of these movies until him. We never really watch things in order. Nowadays, it's all about kind of like, you know, this list and making sure you watch everything in a certain order and a timeline and whatever. But like, you know, I just saw what I saw as a kid. I didn't really see part 1 through 7 in order of Friday the 13th. I saw whatever was on TV, whatever I can get my hands on. But when me and Justin really became close, we started to watch a lot of these movies like in order and like watch documentaries and stuff. So a lot of these Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th movies that I might have missed, I saw for the first time with him. And if you know anything about Justin, he's a big fucking Scream fan. He talks about it all the time. He'll talk about it in the first episode, I guarantee you. And, you know, we really kind of bonded over these things. And the same could be said for Matt and Justin, you know, in different kinds of genres. But it really became more of a thing where the podcast started with me and Justin. And Jane and Matt were listening, you know, the very beginning and talking to me about it. And I was like, you know, I want you guys on. And we started getting closer and bonding over these movies, too. And some of the things that we didn't really talk about as much. Me and Matt did. We watched some of these things when we were in high school together. But not as much as, like, other things. We were kind of more into, like, video games. But when me and Jay first met, we would have marathons on horror movies at my apartment. So it's special to all of us. And I was really happy that we could all get together and do this. And I'm really looking forward to this season. So, you know, what makes this genre so appealing? It's really hard to say. I think, you know, everybody kind of goes with the basic answer, which is just, it's a thrill. It's the thrill of being scared. It's kind of like a roller coaster. I think we've said that a couple times. I think some of the guys fucking say that in the episodes to come. But it's the best thing that I could really use to describe why this is such a popular genre. It's also just nostalgic and comforting. And it sounds strange to say that about a movie where people have, like, terrible, you know, things happen to them. But growing up and this being so popular, like I mentioned before, it was just a huge part of my childhood with these popular comic book type villains in these movies. And that was just something that we always talked about, you know, for years as a kid. So I think that's a big part of it for me. And, you know, these special effects and stuff, they're just things that you don't see anymore in movies. It's, you know, and to not sound like an old man, but they don't make things like this anymore. It's not practical. Literally, you don't see practical effects, and it's not really practical to make that because you have computers that could just do it. And I understand that, but there's something really special about something being filmed on screen. Even if it's just a couple seconds of something, a kill, it makes a huge difference. And it's also a lot of heart and, you know, care that's put into that. And we'll talk about those moments in the movies a lot too. And I'll tell you one quick nostalgic memory of sorts of horror. Halloween was my absolute favorite movie for a long time. It still is. My favorite movie, my favorite horror movie. And my mom introduced me to this movie. And I was able to watch this in full because really, if you've seen Halloween, I'm sure most of the people that are listening to it have, there's nothing really in it that's bad. It's very tame in terms of a slasher movie. But I watched this a lot as a kid. I loved it instantly. But I was also terrified of it. My mom took me to Blockbuster. I mean, Blockbuster had their own cover with their fucking logo and everything for this movie. And it was like a cheap version. It was like a budget VHS tape. And she's like, you watch it all the time. Do you want to just get it? And I was like, yeah, of course. But there was a part of me that was like nervous to have it in my house because I was just like fascinated and terrified of this thing at the same time. I was 26. No, I was a kid. I was about 12 years old. I remember I had to put it on the shelf and like kind of cover it up because like the cover scared the shit out of me. So it was just like this really exciting thing that I had. And I remember that really well. We're going to talk a lot about those kinds of things too, the nostalgic memories, things that are special to us in regards to this genre. So hopefully you guys are looking forward to listening as much as we're looking forward to making these episodes. We'll see you tomorrow and the rest of the week where the rest of our co-hosts will be talking about their feelings of horror and what they're looking forward to this year. So thank you guys as always for listening. We have a lot of great stuff coming up and have a good fucking night. Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple iTunes, and wherever you listen to podcasts. You could also follow us on social media. We're on Instagram at the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast. There you can find upcoming announcements on the show, new horror news, and original artwork. And if you have comments, questions, or just things to say about the show, we'd love to hear it at joe@sexyvampireteeth.com. If you make us laugh or piss us off, we're likely to read it on the air. So be sure to follow us for updates on the show and tune in every Monday night for a new episode. And thank you guys for listening.
You've been listening to the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast.